Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First, I missed all the spring flowers, but now I find it pretty here too. I even like school now. I am still best at math, but my grammar is getting good now also. That everyone is so nice here. I have made lots of friends. Even so, I am ready for spring break, mostly because I get to see you. I am so excited to see you, it is hard to breathe. Are you excited too? I think you will love it here like me. I think we will have the best spring break ever. I hope my spelling was better this time. Miss you. Love, L.
What the hell are you doing? It's 10 after.
Oh, shit, shit.
You have 30 seconds or I'm leaving without you. Okay, 30 seconds.
Okay, I have to find my pants.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Yes, already back with a new episode. I guess technically this is my third episode of, like, within a week. Because I did one last week, like in the middle of last week, then I put the other episode out on Sunday. Now I'm doing this one here. Wanted to get one more episode in this week. And I'm wondering if I should do two Stranger Things Forever, two a week, or if they should be one a week. So I was doing the math, and if I just covered 10 minutes of every episode in each episode of Stranger Things Forever, I think it would be somewhere in the range of between 60 and 70 episodes, only because I don't know the exact moment where I would stop, because I don't think I'm going to be going through the credits. I'm not, you know, if it stops with 7 minutes of credits, that's it. I mean, that's the end of the episode. I am kind of covering up until the boom, the moment that we get to the, you know, it goes to black and the credits roll. So I don't know the exact minutes. When I just totaled all the times, it was like 70 something episodes. And if I did one episode per week, 70 weeks from now, hey Google, what would the date be 70 weeks from now?
I don't know, but I found these results.
You don't know? Well, put it this way. 52 weeks from now would be July 30th, 2025. So add 20 more weeks to that, say roughly 4 weeks. Wait a minute, would that be 5 more months? So that would get me to August, September, October, November. Yeah, no, we're getting Stranger Things 5 in 2025. So this really wouldn't work out if I just did one episode per week, which would be something I've never done. Just having one episode per week for like a whole year, that would be pretty amazing. So what if I did 2 episodes per week? I'm going to try. That's the goal. That's what I'm doing here right now, getting the second episode done of Stranger Things Forever. So I'm hoping to put out episodes maybe on Sundays and then sometime during the week. I'm shooting for, you know, Wednesdays. So Sunday, Wednesdays would be a cool schedule, I think. Right? I think so. So let me know what you think. I know in Spotify now you can leave comments, so I'd love to hear, never mind just voicemails. If you don't want to have your voice played on the show, you can always email strangerdanger@fansnotexperts.com, or if you go to your Spotify app, if you're listening through the Spotify podcasting service, I believe you can leave comments there, or you can leave reviews on iTunes. I would always welcome that. And I ask you, I guess I'm begging. I would love a follow on YouTube. It's Fans on Experts is the YouTube channel. I've tried to build that primarily with audio podcasts. So I put just about every podcast that I work on, I connect the RSS feed directly to it, so new episodes automatically get posted. There's one show that I do totally video. It's Slash. It's a horror movie podcast. And then some, I did a couple of videos for a Star Wars podcast I did recently where I actually put my mug on camera. And maybe I'll do that sometimes with the good old Stranger Things Forever. We have a lot of time and a lot of Stranger Things to talk about. I am excited to finally get to our friends. You know, those first 10 minutes, yeah, we got to see 11 for a second, a little bit of 11, a little bit of a little bit of 11. You know, she was tiny. That was a play on words. We got to meet 10 and 6. We didn't meet 4, because then I could say 10, 4, good buddy, but 10 and 6, which I guess is where you put your hands when you're driving, right? The 10 and 6 position. Wait a minute, 2 and 10. 10 and 6 would be, no, that would be bad. Well, you could do it, but it would be uncomfortable. We got to see Brenner. Was it Dr. Ellis? And a whole lot of murder. We were just kind of dropped into a time before our stories being told with people we don't know and someone that we are familiar with. But at the time we're seeing this, we believe that he's already dead. Now, you know, it's spoilers galore. So we know that Martine Brenner is not that if he was a hockey goalie, his name would be Martin Brenner. Save Brenner. We know that he would. We know that he's alive and thriving. But we don't know at this time. So we're just like, oh, we're seeing Brenner again. How cool. But still, that was kind of, you know, the little tease. It has a lot to do with where we're going. But I feel like we finally, these 10 minutes is where we finally start to feel like a sense of calm. Like that first 10 minutes was bonkers. But this 10 minutes is like, oh, there they are. There are our friends. We get updates with 11. We get updates with Will, with Mike, with Dustin, with Jonathan, with Joyce, with Lucas, with Max, with Steve, with Nancy, with Robin, and I think I covered everyone. Do we see Erica yet? I don't know if we do. But it's a nice little, it's a palate cleanser after those first tumultuous 10 minutes that we saw. But enough about those 10 minutes. Let's now go in depth to the next 10 minutes, minutes 10 to 20 in Stranger Things 4, Chapter 1, The Hellfire Club.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. Yeah. I'd be safe and warm.
So as minute 10 starts, we are brought into what we realize is 11's bedroom in California. California? Is that how I say it? Do I say California? California dreaming. And I think it's very cool that they have California Dreaming playing in the background. Now you might think, well, that song's really old. Yes, it's a song from the 60s. But you know who else is from the 60s? The Beach Boys. And guess what? The Beach Boys did a cover of California Dreaming, and guess what year it came out? 1986. I remember being in junior high, and the Beach Boys had like a resurgence with Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, with Kokomo. And then I think they did Wipeout with the Fat Boys, which are a big rap band. John Stamos was in the band, kind of, and I'm like, Uncle Jesse, what is going on here? So the Beach Boys, I remember, yeah, they're still kicking, they're still going. But this was just a cool choice because it fits the mood, but it also fits the time period. We open up right into Eleven's room, and the first thing we see is it looks like a briefcase. Or maybe it's a keepsake. It's on like her foot locker by the end of her bed. And it is just filled with love notes. It must be like love notes and pictures of Mike. Various photos of him. One, he looks like he's sitting by a water tower. He doesn't look very happy in it. But in other ones, he looks pretty cool. There's a Valentine's. There's little decorations. I don't know if it's... I don't know. Did kids do that in the 80s? I didn't do that. And of course, a walkie-talkie. Now, where is the... Why? She has the walkie-talkie. Is that primarily to just as like a keepsake? Is it for her to talk to Will? Because I know... I mean, look. Susie and Dustin, they can figure things out with their... massive antenna, but I don't think this walkie-talkie would work, but I think it's cool to see. I love seeing it on her wall. I just like looking at different things. I mean, look, we have lots of time to talk. There's a weird poster. I don't know what it is. It looks like there's a bunch of different animals, and she has a pennant for Dynamite Falls Putt-Putt. We don't putt-putt in fun. I know we go to the roller rink, but we never go to Dynamite Falls. And it's, to me, I see that. That means they went there. So you can imagine that Joyce finally got Will and Eleven to go out. Eleven was probably the most into it. Will, not really, you know, probably like, yeah, I'll go along. And Jonathan, you know, stayed home and smoked weed. That's what I assume. I do notice she has a desk, and on the desk is a glue gun, a hot glue gun. It's not like a sexy glue gun. It is literally a hot glue gun, which I know, I'm sure every Michael's Crafts has those, but I remember seeing those for me the first time in the 80s going to like, I did like crafting classes. I remember gluing, making little like spiders with like black, pipe cleaner and styrofoam. I don't know where these memories are coming from, but just seeing that hot glue gun reminded me of that. Eleven's talking about how it's been 185 days since they last saw each other, which is 6 months, right? Almost 6 months. Because if it's 30 days in a month, maybe you could throw a February in there. But then there's a couple 31s. That would be 6 times 30 is, 180. 185 days. So about 6 months. We'll say 6 months. But... Eleven's given an update on things. And what I... Now, this has nothing to do with the 10 minutes we saw. But I notice that it says right here in this 10 minutes, also starring Jamie Campbell-Bauer. Now, at the time, I'm like, I don't know who the hell Jamie Campbell-Bauer is. But seeing that name at that moment, right when we see Eleven, we see Jamie Campbell-Bauer. I know it's a coincidence. But just seeing that, I want to be like, oh no, stay away from him. You know, that's you know who. So Eleven is, wow, see? Okay, I'm sorry. When I paused Netflix, it does give a warning. It does say warning contains graphic violence involving children. Now, of course, it's not the same as the card that came up before the episode started originally, but it is still there. So I find that interesting. I think that's good. I think you should put that because... My niece loves Stranger Things. We just watched Danger Things together again the other day, the Henry Danger episode. My nephew, did I talk about this already? I might have talked about this already. He doesn't care about it, but it's because she's like, bro, you need to watch Stranger Things. But I think if he watched, he just turned 12. I think if he watched that beginning, that would freak the kid out. Now, mind you, I'm going to Metallica with him on Sunday. So, he's, if he can deal with Metallica live when those people at that concert, he can deal with Stranger Things. So I hope he does eventually watch it. But he still hasn't yet. But we did make him watch that Stranger Things episode. So the voiceover is basically 11 giving Mike an update. Now, the voice, that letter was written days ago, if not a week ago, because at the same time that we're seeing 11, Mike is reading the letter. But she's just kind of giving a summary, an update on things. She says it's been 185 days, but it feels like it's been forever. And that's funny, you know, that's how time works. You know, sometimes things go slow, sometimes things go fast. This week is going by very fast. She says we're all time travelers in that way. And I thought, you know, she doesn't, there is no time travel in this, but she does kind of travel to the past in her mind. So I thought that was kind of a cool little, not foreshadowing, but in a way. She's making that cool diorama, the visual representation of someone she cares, the visual aid. This is my dad. And I just remember thinking how cool it is, but at the same time, knowing that, you know, these pricks in her school are probably going to make fun of her. She gives an update on Joyce. Joyce has a job. Joyce works from home now. And I thought, imagine that. Folks, I've worked from home since 2020. I've gone into my office once in 4 years. I've met people in person for the first time that I have worked with for years. So Joyce, but this is the, you know, this is the year 2024. In 1986, the thought of working from home is crazy. So I think she's doing customer service or she's trying to sell something. Oh yeah, it looks like product delivery, who to call, phrases to keep the customer interested. Oh yeah, it's definitely sales from home. I would hate sales. I would hate to be on something that's commission, that because you could be an incredible salesman or you could do everything you can possibly do or salesperson, but still not deliver the sale. And all of a sudden, boom, you're like, uh-oh, I didn't do very good. So I would never, I wouldn't do quite well with that at all. So she gives an update on Will, who's painting something. And I like, she's like, I think he has a crush on some girl. I think it's for a girl. He's definitely thinking about someone. Well, he's not thinking about some girl. I'm almost positive he's thinking about the same person 11's thinking about. He never outright says it, does he? But I mean, it's fairly obvious. And he kind of keeps to himself with this, or he keeps this painting to himself. Jonathan, the only thing he's keeping to himself is the wide world of weed smoking. What does 11 call it? A plant that's from the earth. So it's all, nature. But she's worried about him going to college, worrying about him going to college with Nancy. This is when we meet Argyle for the first time, Brochacho. He shows up in the pizza van. And that's how they all get to school. They all go to school in the pizza van. Now, I love Jonathan's Evil Dead poster. Just want to throw that out there. This is where 11 kind of, we think things are fine. But it's when it's not until she gets into the classroom or when she gets into the school that we think, oh, maybe she's sugarcoating things. Because she just talks about how, she's learning to love this part of California. She's learning to love the scenery. She loves the school. She's doing better at school. You know, she's math's her favorite, but she's doing better at English, I believe. She said, and she's got lots of friends. And this is when you start to say, wait a second, what's going on here? Because a girl waves to her, but not waving to her, just kind of walks right by her. Lenora Hills High School, that's where they go. You realize that pretty early on, that she's making it seem good to Mike. She does not really have many to any friends. It's March 21st, 1986. You know, when they go into school, it's a couple days to spring break. And I was thinking about this. Was spring break a thing for you guys? Is it a thing for you guys in school growing up? Calling it spring break. I'll just say calling it spring break. And the reason I say that is that at least for me, I'm up in Massachusetts. I never called from grammar school or high school spring break. We have vacations. We have Christmas vacation. I mean, even though it's, you know, it's not specific. Well, I went to Catholic school, so it was Christmas vacation. But the, I think they call it winter break, you know, in public school. At least now they do. I think maybe they called it Christmas break then too. I don't know. But in February, we have a week off. We call it February vacation. And in April, we have a week off and we call it April vacation. And it depends, like Massachusetts has it. New Hampshire has it the following week. My wife works in New Hampshire. So she always had it a week after that. Her sister has it, who works in Massachusetts, both teaching. I don't know why I'm explaining this, but it's just, it's funny that they call it spring break. And I never called it spring break until I got to college, man. And I always thought when I get to college, I'm going to, you know, it's obviously just like MTV. You go down to California and you hang out, cowabunga, obviously, or you go to Florida. None of that ever happened with me. But at least in Lenora High School, Lenora, California, they're calling it spring break. And the reason she's excited about spring break is that she is excited to see Mike. He's coming to visit. But when she sits down in that classroom, first you got that girl who doesn't wave to her. Then she sits down and the first thing that happens to her is she gets hit with a friggin' spitball. Have you ever done a spitball before? I don't know if I have. Well, I definitely never shot it at another kid. I might have just like pretended to. I never did it as a bully. If I did it, it was because a friend and I might have been shooting them back and forth at each other. I don't know. I have this memory of doing a spitball, but never in a prickish, bullyish way like these two absolute a-holes that you can just tell right away. They hit her in the face with a spitball, and then they're just like, ha, ha, ha. They have this laugh. They're just laughing, and you just know, or you just want them to get their comeuppance. I think I used that exact same term when we did the full episode. But that's the end. That's the last time we see 11 for these 10 minutes. Now we get everyone else. We see that the letter, the voiceover that we've been listening to is a letter to Mike. And I love that it gets cut off. It's very romantic. And then all of a sudden, boom, it gets cut off. It's like, you're going to be late. Oh, shit. Nancy comes in. Come on, hurry up. Let's go. We get the first glimpse of the Hellfire Club because he's got his Hellfire Club shirt on, you know, so we already know that's the name of the episode. We see Mike's mom, who's got Mrs. Wheeler, who's got crazy new blonde frizzy hair, very late 80s, looks like she belongs to an aerobics club. Mike's dad's never changed. I think Mike's dad, 40 years later, if God willing, if he's still alive, looks exactly the same, just older, wrinklier. Where did I see him recently? I just saw him in a show or a movie. Maybe it was a movie that I watched during movie month. I forget, but I just saw him in something recently. But of course they're after him. You need to get home early because you're flying off, mister. Of course, all he cares about is the Hellfire Club, and having their meeting tonight. They're like, listen, if you don't make that plane, forget it. No, sweetheart. So that was fun just to see all that. Just to see the Wheeler family dynamic again was wonderful. Seeing Nancy, come on, let's go. She's driving them to school. And then we get their high school. But before we get it, this is where we get the update of everyone. We jump over, before we go to the high school, we jump over to her house. We're like, whose house is it? Once we see the antenna, you're like, oh my goodness gracious, it's Dusty Bun. It's Dustin. And he's on the walkie-talkie with Susie. And what I love is that this is very much reminds me of the 80s War Games, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I don't even know if this could possibly do this. I don't know if schools put anything on any sort of internet in 1986, But the graphics remind me of being a kid. And Susie hacks into the school system from her house and changes Dustin's. She looks at a sign of Jesus, like, oh, you know, please don't judge me, just this one time. She'll repent later. Changes his grade to an A, which is the, to me growing up, that was the epitome. Like, I had a friend who had an Amiga computer, and it was like, you could plug that into a phone line. Now, this was 1989, I think, where I first saw this. What would I do with this phone line? I have no idea. Like, what could we do with it? I had no concept of the internet at that point. But Susie did, because Susie's smart. So after seeing the boyfriend and girlfriend of Dustin and Susie, we jump over to see the friend and friend of Robin and Steve. In this, one of the great things about Stranger Things is, yeah, we love the characters. The stories scare us, they thrill us, but there are moments that are just plain funny. And that's pretty much what you get with Steve and Robin. But it's, okay, it's funny, but there's also something deeper to it. Steve's just kind of going through the motions of dating different girls. He seems to be bedding different girls. There's just this this kind of notion put out there that he's just been going from gal to gal. I think, you know, since the one got away, and then the other one that he thought maybe would be the one turned out to just be a friend because she's not into him. I love that they're so playful, and so you could tell they're just right now best friends. That's really what they are, and they play off each other so well. Getting ready for the pep rally, because Robin's in the band, and I think it's a girl in the band, right, that she thinks she likes, and Steve's like, oh, yeah, Robin, I'm pretty sure she likes, you know, that she would like you too, because, oh, Steve still works at the video store, and this girl returned the movie of Fast Times at Ridgemont High at the exact moment where there are boobies. So the overusage of the word boobies just was very funny. But there was a moment that I thought was pretty touching too. And that's when Robin said, you know, Steve, you don't understand. You ask out the wrong girl and nobody cares. No one looks, you know, no one bats an eye. But if I ask out the wrong girl, suddenly I'm the pariah of the town, which is just sad, depressing, and you feel bad for Robin. And it's just like, oh, you know, and you don't even think of that. Like, you don't think like, oh my God, like you say something to the wrong person and, either they're into it, they're not into it, or worse, they take it like as some crazy, you know, like awful thing, and they start, you know, spreading rumors or stories, or just start talking about you behind your back, which is none of your business. And Robin has to worry about all of that. But at the heart of things, it's just fun to see her and Steve giggling and laughing. You like boobies. I like boobies. And he says, this girl, she likes boobies. So I thought that was fun. And what I love is this segues right into them driving into the parking lot of the high school, and pretty much my favorite shot of this 10 minutes. It's, first it's an overhead shot showing them pulling up to the high school, all these cars, but it's when Robin gets out of the car and it's just one shot. You see Robin get out. You see all these other kids getting out of the car. You see this teacher for the first time, I think the guidance counselor. It goes right over to a van, to the bus, and boom, you see Max. She's got her Walkman on. She doesn't look quite happy. And you can see the guidance counselor tracks her down. She's like, where were you yesterday? She's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I must have forgot. And she's like, well, I'd like to see you today. You know, come straight after lunch. She's like, yeah, sure, okay. And just puts her headphones on. You could see she's kind of still not in a good place, you know, not in a good place, obviously, since the end of Stranger Things 3. You know, lots of people, there was a lot of sadness at the end of that season. We, you know, everyone thinks they lost Hopper, but we know that Billy is gone. We know that Max lost Billy, and nobody else, none of the other kids had to deal with that level of loss. And okay, Billy was a jerk to her, you know, and he was just her stepbrother, but it was still her brother. It was still, you know, it was still her family. And at the end, he did sacrifice himself. It was like, ugh, just the thought of that and that last vision of him, of her seeing him and him dying basically right in front of her, that stuff sticks with you. And it definitely seems to be affecting Max as well it should be. So we jump into the gym, into the Hawkins Tigers pep rally for the basketball team. We see our cheerleader for the first time. I know that she was highlighted as part of the new cast. Like, she was like the new faces of Stranger Things 4. I don't know if I knew her name at this point. Obviously, everyone knows Chrissy's name now. But let me ask you, did you think, oh, she's going to be a major part of this season? Because she isn't. We're enjoying the one episode she is in. And she seems to be having a great time being a cheerleader. And while, you know, she's jumping around and all the cheerleaders are jumping around, we see Robin in the band. She is having a grand old time. And of course, the girl right next to her, she seems to have the eye for her. We see Dustin and Mike and Max all together. You can see Max is just kind of like there. She's not really enjoying any of it. She's not really enjoying anything, but she's there. She's hanging out with them. And this is where Dustin as an only child comes out. You know, everyone else, yes, Max, you know, obviously she lost Billy, but she wasn't an only child. Mike has Nancy. I don't know about Steve. Lucas has Erica. But Dustin, it's him and his mom. And it almost comes off like, you know, he's the little prince. Everything's perfect. And it's like he needs to one up you. And I've seen kids like this. Well, wait. Like, I have this and I have that. And he doesn't realize that, yes, sometimes he's sarcastic. Sometimes it's just funny. But other times he comes off as just a little dick. And he does it here when he's kind of, but I guess he's just picking on Mike, saying, you know, I just want to let you know that Susie's like a certified genius, you know. You realize, and Mike's like, you do realize Elle saved the world twice, right? He's like, they're like comparing girlfriends. He's like, yeah, but, you know, you still have a C in Spanish. Like, the fact that Susie could hack into the school system and change his grade makes her superior to the girl who saved the world. Well, at the end of part one, she saved, she got rid of the Demogorgon. At the end of part two, she got rid of the Mind Flayer. At the end of part three, she got rid of more Demodogs. And wait a minute, part three, more. Wait a second. Part three ended. Okay, now I'm like really trying to think. The memory of part three, she shows up, they get the big fight. At the mall. Yeah, of course, she goes crazy at the mall. I mean, give me a break. She saved the world multiple times, but can she hack into a school system? So the only one of our main heroes, the core four, that we haven't seen yet is Lucas. And we finally do see him as we are introduced to the Hawkins Tigers basketball team. All these kids are running in. Some of these kids look older than me, but they're on the basketball team. There's Lucas. Lucas, for the first time, sporting a big flat top, like very much late 80s, very much in reminiscent of did Bobby Brown have a flat top? And I forgive me, I'm not sure if it was Kid or it was Play who had the flat top. His was very famous for being very tall, but it looks very, it looks perfectly 1986, his hair. And he's all excited to be on the team. You could see Mike and Dustin, they're clapping like, hey, there's our buddy Lucas. I think they don't love the fact that he's kind of choosing basketball over them, but it's like, you know, this is what happens when kids grow up. Kids find different interests. But Lucas does look over at Max almost like, hi, gives a little wave. And Max is like, nope, I'm, you know, I, like, she just kind of glances at him, is not really interested in, you know, returning the big fun greeting. So I know everyone thinks, you know, Dr. Brenner or Vecna are the villains of Stranger Things 4, and I guess technically they are, but the unsung villain is that son of a bee, Jason, the head of the basketball squad, dating the cheerleader Chrissy. He grabs the microphone and is just smarmy, like, hey, everybody, how's it going? I want to give my love to the best girl in town, Chrissy. I love you, babe. How's everyone doing? Like, just kind of pointing, almost like pointing and glad handing and just kind of smiling to the crowd. It seems very phony, and he seems like a real dink. And then he goes from being all smiley to getting all serious. And he's just like, you know, I think, you know, we can relate. He starts talking about how we've dealt with loss, with so much loss. And then, oh, that's it. Sorry. I've hit the buzzer. Time is up. And let me just kind of check the rules. Yep, I can't go on. I can't talk about anymore. Anything else? That is the end of minute 10 to minute 20. But it was a wonderful 10 minutes. We got some fun. We got some drama. Some like, oh, what's going on with Max? We got to meet a couple new characters, or at least see a couple new characters. We met them. We don't know his name is Jason yet, I think, but we know Chrissy now. But we got to see our main group of kids. I mean, all the way from 11, Will, Mike, Nancy, right on to Dustin, Susie, over to Steve, Robin, then bringing it all back, throwing in Lucas and Max, and then we meet, of course, Chrissy and Jason. This was a solid 10 minutes, and I am looking forward to seeing what happens next from minute 20 to minute 30, but that is for a different episode. That is for a different day. So listen, that's it. I'm done here. The next time you'll hear from me is probably over the weekend. I hope to get that episode recorded so that I can put it out on Sunday, because Sunday night I'm going to see Metallica at Foxborough Stadium, where the Patriots play. So I'm excited. I have not seen Metallica. This is not any way an exaggeration. I have not seen Metallica in concert in 30 years. This is going to be awesome. They're probably a little older. I think I'm a little older, so I am pumped to go to that. And maybe you can hear my dog crying in the background. I don't know, but I think she needs to go out now. So that's it. I'm done. But before I go, I want to remind you, I'm going to take my dog out. I want to remind you that you can follow me on Twitter at StrangerDPod. You can follow me on Twitter at GeekMentality, on Instagram, Blue Sky, Mastodon.social, Threads, all that stuff, GeekMentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel, check out the YouTube channel, Fans Not Experts. If you're on Spotify, I'd love to see comments in these episodes. I'd love to hear what you think of this little project I'm doing. If you're on iTunes, I'd love a review. And again, YouTube, if you smash that subscribe, isn't that what the kids say? Smash that subscribe button. Cowabunga. So that's it. I'm done. I will talk to you soon. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, we are the ones that will keep Stranger Things alive forever and ever and ever and ever.
Fans not experts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.